G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 26. John Barker here, joined as usual by Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. Well, the main attraction, no doubt about it, this weekend is the Cox Plate, $5 million, no winks, and as a result, full field, 14 and 4 emergencies, and plenty of opinions around, Joel.
Definitely. It's, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, we've actually had to do some form this year, form analysts. The last 2 or 3 years, we've known who was going to win it. And this year, well, a lot of people are honing in on the Japanese runners, in particular Liz Grischer. Of course, we saw Mer de Glace when they win the Caulfield Cup last week. So, yeah, everyone's sort of hot on the Japanese trail, and why not? They often enjoy success when they come here. Yeah, wide open Cox Plate. Obviously, the international horses, not just her, but a few others are sort of attracting some interest just because there's a lot of doubts about our own weight for age depth. Of course, we've seen a few veterans thereabouts in the money. Blackheart Bart, one of those who goes around. Of course, had to pay the big late entry fee. So, yeah, he deserves a late entry fee. Oh, been a good horse. He deserves to have his run in the field. Look, the rest of the program's tough. I think Friday night and Saturday, both tough, tricky programs. So me personally, I think I'll be just taking it a bit easy and trying to limit the damage ahead of Flemington.
Well, I'm coming off one of my very rare winning days, so I think I'll just have to be rolling straight into it, just going all up on Saturday afternoon. But the weather forecast, Daniel, is... might take a bit of the shine off the Japanese. It always seems to stuff them up in the Arc de Triomphe. They do like it nice and hard, don't they?
Sure do. You look at the Liz Grischer's form, and he's running mostly on firm tracks of those those races in Japan. So yeah, that adds another element to it. Of course, if the rain does come, that opens up the chances for a few, namely Very Elegant and Avilius, who are certainly good enough to win a race of this depth. They're multiple Group 1 winners, and yeah, if that rain comes, that just brings them into the race if they weren't already. And I'm keen for both nights. I like Joel. I think the Friday night, I think there's I think it's a good betting card. I think there's some favourites which will be hard to beat, and I think there's a bit of value around. So I'll be keen to play on the Friday night, but I'll definitely I think Saturday is much harder.
Well, good segue. We'll start on the Friday night at the Valley. And the big one, and indeed the only black type race on the night, is race 7. It is the Ladbrokes Manikado Stakes, 1200 metre Group 1, $1 million at weight for age. And the fear was that with the Everest being run 6 days beforehand, might deplete this field. Probably has, you'd have to say, Joel. There's a few genuine Group 1 horses and a few that look certainly potential Group 1 horses. But other than that, it's a bit of a Group 3 field.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's come up a bit light, and that's what's going to happen when you've got you know, one of the best sprint fields we've ever seen assembled in the last sort of decade, run 7 days earlier. Look, it's like everyone's just honing in on the three-year-old, aren't they? And why not? Bivouac, he's beaten Yes, Yes, Yes twice, and then Yes, Yes, Yes came out and blew away said elite field last week. So, look, he deserves to be favourite. Barrier one makes things a bit interesting. He wouldn't want to get crossed early. I would say they'll be trying to lead on Bivouac, to keep him out of trouble. Look, I've gone for number 6 Trope, big fan of his. One win from 6 starts, and you know he's got to give Bivouac 5.5 kilos, plus a couple of the fillies even more. So it's a tough task, but he's a really good horse. He's got a great turn of foot. It's going to be track dependent and pattern dependent. Obviously, we want to see some horses running on earlier in the card, and if we do, then I think we'll be a bit more confident about Trope, whose 2 runs back have been excellent. Just missed Deprive, which is a pretty solid form line. Saw him bounce back to winning form last week in a good field. And then the Theo Marks, well, nothing really made ground all day out wide, but he did. He charged into second behind Acadia Queen. So I'm with 6 Trope ahead of 9 Bivouac, 11 Loving Gabby, a big fan of hers. Personally, I thought she was going to be really well in the Empire Rose next week, but Kieran Maher believes she just galloped a bit fresh on Tuesday morning, so they've elected to stay at the 1200. I think she's classy enough to win. She's just going to need a bit of luck from gate 2 because she's quite a big filly. And 7 Winter Bright. The Ruffy Eye was sort of going into bat 4 in the Moya, and it was just race over when the gates opened. She blew the start, just can't do that over 1,000 metres, and she actually worked the line pretty well. Wouldn't be shocked to see her run a cheeky race at odds if she jumps with them.
Yeah, disappointing, a little disappointing field for the Manicato, as we touched on. Joel touched on a bivouac. It'll be interesting to see where he ends up from barrier one. Look, he likely will hunt up and lead. The speed, there is a bit of speed in the race, but that's sort of all drawn wide. I think Fatnah, Vital Silver, and Ashlaw, they've all drawn sort of outside barriers, so Bivouac should be able to lead. And yeah, but I think he's the one. Can't dive into the short price, but on top, Trope, I think definitely for a Quinella play, if they're running on and the speed is on, this horse will definitely get his chance. His two starts, this preparation will be good, and the wide barrier won't be too much of a concern. He'll go back anyway. Loving Gabby and the two Bostonian, others with chances. On top, Bivouac, but won't be diving into the price. 9, 6, 11, 2.
Yeah, relative prices. I went for the Bostonian and actually made him my best on the card. I think could probably be able to, you'd probably get your money backing him each way. I just think of the relative prices with Bivouac drawn one, bit of a risk at the $1.80. The Bostonian already proved as a Group 1 horse. Barrier 3 is, you know, can certainly be closer. Third in the Scalacci last time, trekking held up that form okay in the Everest. The Bostonian won't be worried if this rain arrives that they're predicting. You can't put any faith in it. As we speak to you, it's 30 plus degrees and sunny in Melbourne. They are saying it's going to start raining at lunchtime Friday, and there's going to be a fair bit of rain, but they often say that. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't. So you never know. But if it does, it won't worry the Bostonian. Bivouac for second. Fatnah for third. And I chucked in Winter Bride for fourth. So 2, 9, 3, and 7 for me. Bostonian was my best. My value bet comes up earlier in the program. Race 4, number 4, Pravro. For Gwenda Johnston was also in on the Saturday. The 9.55 metre race on the Saturday. Has won a trial. Gwenda Johnston comes to town and quite often picks up races at good odds. That is my value bet. So, Daniel, your best in value come up earlier in the program.
Yeah, look, you'll say in the winning post, the best is Iconoclasm, the value is Mr. Marathon Man. I probably couldn't split them. Look, at this stage, you're probably leaning towards my best on the card being race 3, number 1, Mr. Marathon Man, about that $4 price. Raced well in some Group 1, Group 2 races at his past few starts. Over distance, I think, which are short of his best. He's 2,000 metre winner in Europe and has won also over sort of 1,800, 1,900 metres. So he gets out to 2,000 metres, back into an open handicap, 58.5 kilos with Damien Oliver on board. He's been over racing over these shorter trips. His last couple might be able to switch off here and conserve some energy and be hard to hold out. So he's my best, race 3, number 1, and Iconoclasm, I think. Look, it is a good little race, that Vobis Gold Star. It seems a race in two. I'm with Iconoclasm over Widgie Turf. We'll just be spotting him a start rounding the turn, and I think just a complete forgive run of the Rupert Clark from Iconoclasm last start. Did a power of work, won't nearly do as much here, and does enjoy racing around Moonee Valley. So those are the two best on the Moonee Valley card for me. Race 2, 1 Iconoclasm. Race 3, 1 Mr. Marathon Man.
Yeah, I sort of struggled to find a best. I end up going for Morton's Fork against Mr. Marathon Man. I don't think there's many winning hopes. Morton's Fork, I think, is going all right since joining the Richard Litt stable, former Godolphin horse. He has won at the Valley when he was wearing the all blue. I think he's going pretty well. Chased home looks like Elvis, sort of decent form line in Brisbane. I thought his Port Macquarie Cup run with 62 kilos was pretty good. And I think that Port Macquarie Cup form holds up okay in a race like this. So he's my best, and my value is Trope. My roughie for the winning post this week is also on the program. It's race 6, number 11, Critical Thinking. First up off a bleeding ban. He has had 3 jump outs, so I think he'll be rock hard fit, ready to go. Michael Walker usually has a pretty good record when he rides for Brent Stanley, and this horse is... They freshened him up one day last prep, I think about a 6 or 7 week break, and put the blinkers on, and he won. He resumes in the blinkers here, and I think outside Parsifal and William Thomas, it's not an overly strong race. So 40 to 1, I can have something each way on Critical Thinking.
Across to the Valley card on Saturday. It is a big one. Kicks off at 12:10 Eastern Daylight with the English Banner, but we're going to just go to the actual black type races, which start at race 3. The Antler Luggage Fillies Classic has been through a few incarnations. Started out as the Mooney Valley Oaks over 2040. Is now 16, and that was in autumn. Is now 1600 in the spring. It's not the classiest Group 2 field I've ever seen, John.
No, it's not. The way I'm going to attack this is I'm just honing in on that little stat that the Edward Manifold has thrown up already. 7 horses came out of it to run last week, and none of them ran a place. I know that, yeah, it could be a bit subjective, but there's a few in this race, or 3 to be precise, and they're going to be in the market, so I'm going to leave them out. I'm going to go 4 aspect ratio. I would have tipped her anyway for getting the Manifold form. I like the look of this filly. Thought she may have been sort of a Wakeful Oaks sort, and we know John Sargent loves winning a Wakeful. You know, they still might back up, but she won her maiden pretty well last start after dropping out of group company. I think she can handle the little step back up to group company. 3 La Follies comes through the Guineas Prelude, where she finished 6th behind Acting. She's had a jump out, nice tick over jump out since. 8 Miss Maddie, I think it's way over the odds at 70-1. Her debut was okay at 1100. They went straight to 1500 at Mornington. I thought she won pretty well. Blinkers on. I don't think she should be anywhere near 80-1. And 7 Nudge, who chased home Asiago in Sydney. There wasn't much between them. There's only a benchmark 64. And I guess they've both got a chance.
I'm hoping the Manifold form comes to the fore here, because I think Ficino is a very talented filly, and she's my best all day. First run over 1600 metres last start at Flemington in that Manifold reference, and just picked out by Moonlight Maid. I think it's a very good chance later in the card. Fit her again for that run, and I really like the Caulfield start run 2 starts ago. I think she's quite good, and as we sort of said, this isn't an overly great Group 2 field. I think she's I think she'll be hard to beat, Ficino. 3 in next, La Falaise. Girl I've always had a bit of time for, but ran on well at Caulfield last start against the pattern there. The 4 aspect ratio, of course, won that maiden last start. The second horse, Relucence, in Rowell in the Geelong Classic yesterday. And 9 Quantum Mechanic, trialled really well prior to the first up run. Expected to just win at Cranbourne last start, but put up the slow recovery there, so be somewhat forgiving of that. We're throwing in wider multiples. 1, 3, 4, 9.
Yeah, I've missed the form out of that much despised Manifold with the.
I think it's only me that's sort of despising.
It's a fun fact. It's a sort of fun fact that I love, but I'm mixing that, the form of that and the Kembler form, the Kembler benchmark 64. I've gone for Asiago on top to beat Ficino, Beauty Bolt and Nudge, 5, 1, 6, 7. Race 4 on the card at Mooney Valley on Cox Plate Day. PFD Food Services Crockett Stakes, 3-year-old fillies listed 1200 metres, sees the omen bet of the day way up in the sky with Daryl. No appearance, Your Worship, I believe, on Saturday, but surely someone will sing that song.
Yeah, someone will have to, and it is the omen bet of the day. Look, the 2 favourites are drawn 10 and 11 here, which makes things interesting. I've lent to Way Up in the Sky. I think she's just looking for 1,200. Sort of just a bit flat-footed down the straight last start, and then got going late. So I've lent her way from 3 Villamai. It brings the right sort of form line. And she's got pace, so she can probably cross over reasonably comfortably from that gate. I think she opened 220. It was a bit short. Don't you think there should be such a discrepancy? 220, I think $6. 11 Broadway and 4th, I think, can measure up. Inside gate, need a bit of luck, but she comes through good form maidens. And 9 Hint of Mint also backed up the maiden win with a nice win last time out. I think she can measure up too.
Yeah, I like the toppy Way Up in the Sky. Plenty of time for her. That the past 2 runs have been down the straight at Flemington. I think just ready for the 1,200 metres now. And got an informed jockey on board. Goes on top. 2nd in Broadway and 4th. As Joel touched on, the 2 maidens she's come out of, she finished 3rd and 1st, winning her most recent at Ballarat, have all stood up form-wise. That Ballarat maiden, I think the 2nd and 3rd also gone on since 1. Speaking of Mitch Friedman earlier in the week for an article, he rates this filly just as high as Moonlight Maid, who of course was a Group 2 winner last start. So keen to see how she goes. Broadway in 4th, Villamy and Varda next best for me. 1, 11, 3, 7.
Yeah, well, I might have got this completely wrong, but I've gone for the unbeaten Combat Order, albeit unbeaten in a maiden at Class 1, from Valami, Hint of Mint, and Broadland 4th, 8, 3, 9, 11. Race 5 at the Valley on Saturday. This is for the 3-year-olds over 1,200. What would this normally be? The Red Anchor, is it?
I think it's had a few different names in the last 5 or 6 years.
Anyway, it's a Group 3 for the 3-year-olds over 1,200 and is now called the 1-300 Australia Stakes.
Yeah, I've gone with 7 Cello D'Oro here. Thought the debut win was pretty good at Geelong. Backed it up with a decent effort at Bendigo. Was back and they sort of got moving early, which he sort of needed to get into the race. Couldn't run past the first two, but I thought he was pretty good late with 59.5. Craig Williams sticks. Blinkers on, like that on the Medaglia D'Oro. So I've lent his way from 1 Condos Express, 4 Viking Warrior, who both come out of the Blue Sapphire, which was sort of a bit of a messy run race. And I don't think either of them got their best chance to show their true form in that race. And 2 Lucifer's Rewards going well. 2 good runs at good odds, and he'll probably be overlooked in the market to some degree again. So they're my top 4, with a little asterisk, number 9, Ruka. Toby Edmonds did say during the week that he did say they were going to go to the 1,000 metre race on Friday night. They have thrown in an acceptance here, but I think they've drawn well on Friday night with the blinkers on, so I think that's the plan where I have tipped in to win. But look, if he runs Saturday, he'll be in my numbers.
I'm with Sartorial Splendor, one of the better bets of the day. His 2 runs of preparation have both been black book runs. First up at Caulfield, sort of rode a hot speed and kept coming there, stuck on very well. The sort of other on-pace runners in the field there sort of faded away and was only just caught late by Garner, the smart horse from the Gord Richards stables. Then going to Moonee Valley, drawn barrier 10 and $1.80 favourite, and was 3 wide, no cover the whole way, and was pretty brave in defeat there, I thought. Back to a much more suitable draw. Garrett Barry, number 2. This horse will go forward, and I think we'll take some catching if he's on his best. We know the trainer, Johnny Sadler's got quite an opinion of him. I think he's over the odds at $6.50 when I last looked. So an each way bet for me. 4 Viking Warrior. Thought highly enough to be thrown into the Blue Sapphire last start, and I thought ran well, considering nothing really went right for him. The first up win prior was pretty good. Condos Express, form around the valley, and Hardy Lass in next 3, 4, 1, 12 for me.
Condos Express for me from Hardy Lass Ruka and Hayington Station, 1, 12, 9, and 6. Race 6, Drummond Golf Vase for the Derby bound, or possibly Oaks bound in the case of Moonlight Made, 3-year-olds over 20-40 metres at level weights, Group 2 level.
Yeah, I've got to go Soul Patch here. I was going in to bat for him heavily for the Caulfield Guineas, didn't pan out well, but he got a long way back and was just, it was sort of game over 600 out really, but I thought his last 100 metres was good, he hit the line hard, good late splits. 2000 I think is good, but blinkers first time, blinkers and up in trip can sometimes bring about horses downfall. It's a pretty good trainer, Ken Keyes, though, and I'll back him in that he can settle nicely, and if he does, I think his class will take him a long way here, because I don't think it's an overly strong Vase. 1 Battenberg, they were chipping away at him, I think 100-1 into sort of 40s and 50s in the Spring Champion, and they nearly got it right. He gave a great sight, running third there to Shadow Hero and Castle Vecchio, Derby favourite and $7 Cox Plate fancy, so he's probably a deserved favourite. 3 Serious Liaison won well at Caulfield. It was the same race that Efficient won before winning this race, and the Derby and 2 Independent Roads. Tracking along nicely. Look, I've gone against Moonlight May just with my manifold little sneaky fun fact, but she was probably the run of the race. So if something's going to come out of that race and do well, then that's probably her.
Yeah, I'm with Moonlight May on top. Give her much of a hope in that manifold, but look, she won impressively. It's pretty soft on the line. She was last on the turn and rounded them up. It was some sort of win. I don't think she'll be dismayed if the rain comes either. Her maiden win was on a heavy 10 and she bolted in that day. So wet track, good track, I don't think it'd be a problem. Of course, she's taking on the boys here, but she's plenty of ability, and up to 2,000 metres as well certainly suits. So Moonlight Maid on top, the 3 Serious Liaison, tracking up well towards the Derby. Danny O'Brien trainer just got there at Caulfield. Looked, stepping back from the 18 to the 1,600 metres, looked like the Oscar Boyd pinched a winning break, but really knuckled down and was able to get his head down at the right time. One Battenberg, of course, of that Shadow Hero form must be included, and Soul Patch next best. 9315.
I'm with Joel, made Soul Patch my best from Battenberg, Moonlight Maid and Craftsmanship, 5196. Race 7 at Moonee Valley on Saturday is the McCafe Moonee Valley Gold Cup. 2,500 metres for 4 years old and up, a Group 2. And it's a real puzzler, this one, Joel. We've got horses who are emergencies for the Cox Plate and therefore and are short in form, or getting into form in the case of Humidor, obviously talented. Question mark, have they been trained for this race at this stage, this distance at this stage? And then you've got a couple of these O'Brien horses that we don't know too much about, and others coming from far and wide.
Yeah, it is a bit of a trap, and I mean, Mr. Quickie's got a bit of a lameness issue too. He's going to have another vet check tomorrow, I believe. So, yeah, it's an interesting race. I'm sticking with Sully. He's been running some good races. He got beaten a lip in the JRA Cup, followed up in the Herbert Power, and he ran pretty well there. And we've seen Prince of Arran come out of that race. So it's a good enough form line. You know, whether he's well weighted against a couple of those Europeans is debatable. But I think he's an each-way chance in a tough race of $11. So we'll go with him to beat 4 Down Draft, 5 Hunting Horn, who's just been running in proper Group 1 races. So his form on paper doesn't read well, but he's been chasing home some smart ones. And 6 Mr. Quickie, got to be in the mix if he's fit and well.
I'm with 7 Humidor, been with him all throughout the preparation. I thought he was a little bit stiff to want to make the Cox Plate field, and he certainly trained for it. But look, he'll likely run here, and I think run very well. 2,500 metres, a little bit of a query, but he certainly will dial this time in, and I like the way he finished off in the Caulfield Stakes last start. So 7 Humidor, 6 Mr. Quickie. Caulfield run, yeah, was good without luck, and see how he gets through the vets examination. But in the numbers, it takes a place. Extension run I thought was huge in the Metropolitan, a lightweight hope here, 53 kilos, covered plenty of ground, still kept coming in the straight, and of course beat Hush Rider home that day. Hush Rider since come out and won last week quite well, and Down Draft resuming goes in next. 7-6-4-3 for me, 4-11 for me.
Yeah, I chucked in Hunting Horn on top, as Joel says, has been racing in the top rate, in the top company. Ryan Moore to ride from Sully Humidor and Down Draft, the other O'Brien horse, 5, 8, 7, and 4. Race 8 at the Valley on Saturday, Schweppes Crystal Mile, Group 2, 1,600 metres.
Yeah, this is a bit of a tricky race too. Looks a bit of speed on paper with Dreamforce, Gallo Chop in the blinkers, Cliff's Edge, previous winner of this race. Rocks the Castle, all like to go forward. I'm hoping it's the day for Sikandarabad, who sort of, he's tested the patience if you've been with him. I've sort of been off and on again, but I'm back with him. I thought his Toorak run was pretty good. Hit the line there for fourth. As I said, he should get decent speed on. Ran pretty well at the Valley at Wait for Age in the Fian. 3 runs back. So I've lent his way from 3 Dreamforce. I think we can forgive his Epsom run. He did have the outside gate, had a tough run. All his other form's excellent. Just if he can sort of absorb that pressure, and you know, he probably can, and be very hard to beat. 9 Pakadali was really good first up. Obviously, you know, not really proved at this sort of level, but that was an encouraging return. And 12 Chief Ironside I've included. There was no support for him at his Australian debut in the Toorak, but he just never got clear. So, you know, he may well have been amongst the placings, and then he would have been a $4 or $5 chance here. So, certainly want to be keeping him safe.
Yeah, much keener to bet on other races in the card. It's a, obviously a very good race, but just generally variables at play for me. I'm left with Gaylord Chop on top. He's certainly building back into form. He's been 3 runs at Group 1 level, back to a Group 2, but he's dropped to 1,600 metres. The blinkers go on, and he's working well at home, but on top, but look, hard to be too confident. Sikandarabad in next, as Joel said, sort of has been testing the patience. That track run back to the 1,600 metres means I think he's going well and gets another crack at this distance. Rocks the Castle, a horse of, it's been very good to me this preparation. This is the toughest test to date, no doubt, and the 1,600 metres, a bit of a query there, but must be included, so honest, and in for 4, Pakadali, 110, 11, nine, but not a race I'm too keen to play into.
Yeah, I'm pretty similar to Joel. With Sikandar about on top, made up my value from 3 Dreamforce, 11 Rocks the Castle, and 9 Pacadali. The big one is race 9. It's worth $5 million. It's the Ladbrokes Cox Plate, 2040 metres. Standard weight for age group 1. And my yarn in Best Bets and Winning Post this week, Joel was making the point that before Winx came along, this, for a decade or so, was quite a hard race to pick. So you think the second time around was an even money favourite, but the first time around was quite a good price, and it was the, and that second So You Think Win was the only favourite in 9 years to win the race, and 5 of the other 8 started in double figures, and 3 of those were up around $20 plus. So it's not a race where you can't get any value. Despite our recent experience.
Exactly right. And now we've got this capacity lineup, they're all clamouring for a start. 19 paid up. In fact, you can go sort of many ways here. And I've got my number 10, Magic Wand. She hasn't won for a while, 492 days, in fact. And that would be the big question mark hanging over her head. But she's been in pretty good form. All her 2,000 metre runs are good. She never missed a place in 6 goes at it. Her run in the Arlington Million 2 back was pretty good, behind a horse that's won 10 out of 12. She beat home the Japanese mare Deirdre in the Irish Champion Stakes, and that mare has beaten Liz Grisher twice. So, look, I think there's just, you can draw a little bit of a line through her in the favourite. And, of course, she chased home that gun mare Magical, who has won another Group 1 since last start. So, I've lent her way. I think she was $26 last Sunday, $21 on Monday, and $13 now. So, she is shortening up. I'll back her each way. From 9, Liz Grisher. There's been just a strong push for her for the last fortnight, and look, she could go forward from that draw. Magic Wand, that's the other positive for her, is that she can settle in the first 2 or 3 with perhaps not many other leaders in the race. The 2, Avilius, I've thrown in for 3rd, dependent on this rain. If the rain comes and we get a fair bit of it and it's well into the soft range, then we can see his best, because I'm just convinced that he's much, much better with the sting out. And 7, Tiarkow Shark, have to include him. He's got so much upside. His runs have been excellent this prep. I don't think 2,000 will be a problem. It's just going to be a bit of luck that he requires. But Magic Wand on top for me.
Yeah, with Liz Grisher on top, probably at a short enough sort of price, especially if that rain sort of comes. Has had one run on soft ground for a second. And look, you've just been taking on some quality races in Japan. And the last one was just so dominant over 2,200 metres. Of course, Damien Lade rode, but he's over there for a bit of a working holiday. And since been freshened up, and the mare flies fresh, 7 starts, winning one of those, but has placed on the other 6 occasions. The money's come for it. And on top for me, but probably at a short enough sort of price, around the $384 mark. I've got Very Elegant in next. I think she's an extremely talented horse, no doubt about that. She's building up to peak fitness now, and if the rain does come, I'll be much keener on her. Avilius, sort of likewise. Magic Wand, Tiaku Shark, and Mystic Journey, others with chances. The 9 on top of the Japanese horse. 9-13, 10-2, my numbers in the Cox Plate.
Well, I did tip the Japanese horse to win the Caulfield Cup, and I would have tipped Liz Grisher for this until the barrier draw. I think 15 does make it hard, or jumping from... will come 11. Right into 11, yeah. Still makes it quite difficult, I would have thought. And so I've gone with Mystic Journey, and I just don't reckon, long time favourite for this race, and I just don't reckon she's done anything wrong. Probably just, slight worry she couldn't get past Gatting. Second up, but probably just needed, probably just ran out of condition right at the end there. And I don't think there was anything at all wrong with the Turnbull run. I mean, it was never, ever going to get anywhere near it from back there on that tempo with the way the track was playing. So, I guess jury's out about 2,000 metres, but I just don't reckon she's done much wrong. And she's got the perfect draw. She's going to be so much closer here than in that race. So, anyway, I think you can back her each way now. So that's what I'll do. Mystic Journey to beat Liz Grisher. Put in Cape of Good Hope, although, not convinced that was the strongest Caulfield Stakes of all time. And Castel Vecchio, the 3-year-old, who knows, could be good for 4th. 12, 9, 11, and 14 for me. Taking us out of the valley on Saturday, Power Flow Solutions Stakes for the mares at Group 3 level over 1600.
Yeah, I've gone with the battle-hardened mare here in Consensus, lining up for start 61. I did a story for the paper this week, speaking to our trainer, Stephen McKee, of course. Had such a great time of it during the Sunline era, and this mare won the Sunline Stakes earlier this year. Wasn't sort of convinced that I was going to tip her, but I ended up going back her way. Her runs have been pretty good of late. She was good in the stock stakes, three wide, no cover. Beaten less than two lengths by Princess Jenny. And yeah, at Caulfield the other day, they were sort of getting away from the fence, and it is hard for the leaders to do that. I don't think there's much pressure here. I think Armin Geary and Consensus can fight out the lead and fight out the finish. Just gone one to beat five, two Girl Tuesdays, a class mare, and if she gets the right run and they can run on, she'll be very hard to hold out. And three Scarlet Dream, back in trip off the Metrop, didn't work out that 2400. I think once the rain came, really just dented her chances. So she is weather dependent, but she's a talent, so she's in the mix.
Yeah, Girl Tuesday for me, of course, the last race of the 2 days. We'll know if they're able to run on. About two starts ago, over 600 metres, crossing the line with Avilius. I think she's pretty good. She'll go back from barrier 12, no doubt, and I think it'll be very hard to hold out. I think it's a race in two for me. Got the five Armin Geary next, lightly race, clearly tracking up well this preparation. I think ready to win now. 11 Vanuatu, the last start winner, and the six Snogging, who's going well this prep, but just there's three runs of the valley being pretty ordinary. Not as well as she can go, at Caulfield anyway. This preparation where she's been able to make ground, but yeah, three runs of the valley gets a place. But I think she's going the right way. Goes in the numbers, but I think it's a race in two, 5, 6, and then 11.
Music Bay for me. A couple of good runs this time in. One third up last time in from Armin Geary, Snogging, and Consensus. 4, 5, 6, 1. As I mentioned, my best was race 6, number 5, Soul Patch. Value Bet, race 8, number 10, Sikandara Bad. Joel's best, also Soul Patch, race 6, number 5, Value Bet in the Cox Plate, number 10, race 9, number 10, Magic Wand. Daniel's best, race 3, number 1, Fashino, and Value Bet, race 5, number 3, Sartorial Splendor. We are back at Randwick for our Sydney racing on Saturday. It's the Tats Club program with the addition of a new $1 million race, the Bondi Stakes, but while really Racing New South Wales hasn't put a foot wrong with the introduction of these big races up till now, it seems as though the owners and trainers' thirst for big money races for three-year-olds over 1600 metres has been slaked before this comes along, because it's apart from possibly giving Kubrick a very lucrative consolation prize, it hasn't attracted a real sort of Group 1 field. Joel?
No, it hasn't. I think seven of the 10 runners through the Stan Fox were coming out of a maiden or Class 1, and that was basically your lead-up race. So I guess the writing was on the wall here. I've gone with Kubrick. Look, I'm a big fan of his, and I thought his two runs were... His run to the Rose run was good. The Golden Rose one was a bit iffy, but I thought it was good enough for him to go to the Caulfield Guineas and run well. Then he drew 15 and just had a tough run. So I think if there's petrol left in the tank, and there probably won't need to be too much to be beating these, then he can win. Blinkers on, barrier one. I think his best is good enough. We've just got to see it now, though, as a three-year-old. Two, Just Thinking. Can use his fitness here. 2,000 metres of the spring champion, back to the mile. Run along in front, just whether he and Collada sort of pester one another could be the query there. 5, Batiga in for third, just left with too much to do in the Stan Fox last start. I'm sure Bossy will be awake to that and have him into the race at a key stage. And I'll throw in a real roughie, 4th, number 9, Zabrowski. Savabeel out of Polish Princess. Team Hawks have had a bit of success with that breed. And look, coming off a Goulburn defeat, but he was pretty good there. Blinkers go on. He may show up at odds.
Yeah, pretty keen on Kubrick, best of the day in Sydney. Thought, look, obviously wasn't up to the A-grade sort of cults in those Runs of the Rose, Golden Rose, sort of those bivouacs and yes-yes-yeses and exceedances, but did run well behind him. Then I went to the Guineas, and I thought was well placed there despite the wide draw, and that the wide draw was just the undoing of him. He just had a pretty horrid run, and obviously worth the giving back into... Yeah, as you said, Barks, a pretty good consolation prize. I think this is his race to lose. 1600 metres, perfect for him and drawn well with the blinkers on. So on top and clearly on top, Kubrick, my best in Sydney. Just thinking in next, fifth up now, and with that Shadow Hero form, must be respected. Cooler up, had no luck in a pretty weak edition of the Stan Fox last start. I thought he was well placed there, but yeah, nothing really went right. And Erno is pretty honest. Yeldon goes in next best. Keen on one though. 1-2-10-4.
Yeah, well, sorry, Jolt. No wonder I took you by surprise asking for your Bondi Stakes tips, because normally I would go through the earlier black type stuff. So we'll now cross back to race three. Southern Cross Group Brian Crowley Stakes. 1200 for 3 year olds listed.
Three for Eddie on top. Very short, probably not backable, but expensive colt who won his maiden well first up. One Diamond Thunder's probably over the odds, has been trialling well. Six Dirty Work, one of the better maidens going around, and eight Regimental Band next best.
Well, with the eight on top, Regimental Band, I thought that maiden Wong win was very good. Macari's come out and since won again last weekend. Kensington Run started favourite. There was only a length off him, but probably a little bit disappointing to the eye. Dropped 2 kilos. She can bounce back. I think she's over the odds in this. Three for Eddie, three for Eddie, and then one Diamond Thunder in next for me.
Across to race five at Randwick on Saturday, ICD Property Niverson, 1200 for mares at Group 3 level.
D-Day for Pretty in Pink here, and I think she can show up. She was a good result for us in Brisbane through their carnival. She's had 2 runs back, she's gotten back, muddling run races, sprint home, she hasn't had much go right. Blinkers went on in a recent trial, she looked sharp, and I'm sure with the blinkers on she can settle closer. They'll put her into the race like she was in that race in Brisbane that she won. And I think at $7, time to step back into her. From 9, Realem in Ruby, 4, Multaja, and 7, Madame Rouge.
Multaja, for me, a bit of an excuse first up, but I think 1,000 metres have really been a go up to 1,200 metres. Much more suitable for her. Moss Trip, look, I thought she'd run a good race at Each Way Odds at Caulfield, and a stronger race, but just never got around the track, got on her wrong leg, and was a long way back and never got into it. Willing to sort of be somewhat forgiving, and she can bounce back here. Madame Rouge, well over the odds, I thought, in the Silver Eagle, went at $81, and I thought we raced a bottle of a race there, going well, and Pretty in Pink next best, 4-5-7-1.
Race 6 at Randwick on Saturday, Clubs New South Wales City Tattersalls Club Cup, 2400 metre listed race. Sees your best on the program and your front page special, Joel.
Yep, Master of Wine, got the cash last time out, stepping to 2000, now he goes to 24. I don't think that'll be an issue at all. He's bred to handle it. He's still in the Melbourne Cup noms. He'll need to win this and then back up into the Lexus 15 Hawks, So Desire. Malachi Day did just that many years ago, but there was a 2 week gap between this and the Lexus, so maybe too big a task for him, but we'll get Saturday out of the way, and I think 250, 260 is a good bet. From 4, Attention Run, if she's here, she's also at the Valley, 1, Master of Arts, and 6, Rapido Shaparo.
Yeah, how to go past Master of Wine, that win was pretty easy. He won it a long way out, willing to be with him again. Re-edit comes out of that same race. I think 2400 metres suits her much more better than the 2000 does. I thought she did well in that race last start, and fourth up, I think she's ready to fire. She's the clear second pick. Attention Run, if here instead of Melbourne, covered how well she went in the Metrop, and a bit of a gap then to the fourth pick, 3, Noble Warfare, 7-8-4-3.
All right, Daniel's best was race 7, number 1, Kubrick Value. Bet race 3, number 8, Regimental Band. Joel's best was that horse, race 6, number 7, Master of Wine. And Value, race 5, number 1, Pretty in Pink. They're racing on the Park Circuit, Daniel, at Morphettville on Saturday in Adelaide. What have you got for us?
It's a big price. When I say big price, for best bet, for $6, Raging Queen. But I really liked her chances first up at Murray Bridge. It was a complete give job there. Never got a crack at them. Promised weights to 54 kilos, so dropped 6 kilos from that run. And look, there's probably 3 or 4 winning chances in this, but I think it's a race of the long tail. Stokes stable going well. And I just think she's over the odds, Raging Queen. She's the best, especially at the price, $6, happy to take that. The value comes up the race before with Safina Diva. It's about $15, $16. So worth a small each way play on her, which in Chantel Jolly stable. Was ridden a little bit closer to the speed last time, but the light weight, and I thought was quite good there. The horse has always been around the mark. She's slightly up in grade here, so you think she will have to improve on what she's done, but she never runs a bad race. She's got an in-form T.O. Nugent coming over to take the ride, and you know, it's 52 kilos. I just think with that weight, we'll be able to go forward and might take some running down, I think well over the odds. Race 5, number 10, Safina Diva.
Alrighty, Eagle Farm, another 10 race card to deal with on Saturday. Daniel, and you kick us off in the halfway mark. Fifth race, number 5, Couldn't Refuse.
Yeah, it took a while to break his maiden, this gelding. Was at his eighth start, winning at the Sunny Coast as a short price favourite. But I think with that win under the belt, he might be able to go on with it now. He's always promised quite a bit. The horse he beat, Epicurious, came out and bolted in her maiden at her next start, I think about a week and a half ago. Desley Forster to train. Michael Cale to take the ride again, been with him all three runs his preparation. I think it'll be certainly hard to beat the 5, race 1, number 5. And the value comes up in the last. Born Bad, who we've seen in Victoria, trained by the John and Chris Maher stable. Had his first Queensland run last start at Ipswich, and we've got a long way back. I didn't think he was going too well, but he was sort of under pressure, under the whip early on, probably at the 600 metre mark. But he, after taking a while to respond, he really knuckled down, and the last 200 metres was very good. It was clearly the best run of the race, I thought, there. Second up here is the previous second up winner, and the key is the extra 100 metres up in trip. So I think at $23, it's well over the odds. Born Bad, race 10, number 8.
In Perth, they're racing at Ascot again. There is a listed race for 3-year-olds over 1,200 metres. It is the Dorsonia Belgravia Stakes. And Willie Pike there had the choice of three fairly promising youngsters. And BJ made his best for the day, Pikey's choice, which is race 8, number 11, Special Choice. BJ's value bet, race 9, number 2, Go Crying. Now, Joel, they do love their Cox Plate Day over in New Zealand, and to celebrate probably the only day on the calendar where they race in all three big cities, at Trentham in Wellington, Ellerslie in Auckland, and Riccarton in Christchurch.
Yeah, indeed. Riccarton, down the south, they're building up towards their Cup Carnival. Best is race 1, number 1, Red Light District. Value is race 2, number 8, Upscale. Trentham, best is race 5, number 6, Scarlowy. Loves wet tracks, first up from a break. If he's fit and ready to go, he'll be very hard to beat. And the value is race 6, number 3, Don't Know Jack, who was second up last Sunday, stepping up in trip and showed good improvement. On the quick back up, third up, he should be ready to show his best. And at Ellerslie, get the cash early. Best bet is race 1, number 15, To Illicit. Very good running on for third on debut. And race 2, the 2-year-old race. Looks a few handy ones in here. Number 12, Naja, who I have read today they may keep for a race in a fortnight. But if she runs on Saturday, she's worth a look.
Alrighty, well, that wraps up a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. It's another bumper 112-pager taking you right through Friday. Manukato Stakes Night on Friday night. All our usual Saturday coverage through to Sunday. Four full form guides for Sunday, including Sail Cup Day. Daniel's best for the program is In the Cup. It is race 7, number 3, Rocks the Castle. Richo's best is race 7, number 8, Mandela Effect. And they've both got that quinella, so that might be an absolute Monty. All your favourite features and riders as well. There's actually a lot of reading in this week's winning post, so pick it up early and not only study the form, but get some enjoyable reading in. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend came unstuck with Miami Bound last week, so I'll just have a think about mine. Joel, what's yours?
Yeah, my double went no good last week, so we'll go back to straight out win bet. I think he's the bet of the day, Master of Wine, race 6, number 7 at Randwick.
Yeah, I'll go the following race in the Million Dollar Bondi. Best of the day, I think. Race 7, number 1, Kubrick.
And I'll go to the Valley on Saturday, race 6, number 5, Soul Patch. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back to Plenty of Winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.